In Europe, a tense calm has returned to the Czech Republic, where officials say some 100 far-right activists have been detained in violent demonstrations against gypsies, also known as Roma. Stefan Boss reports the arrests were made in at least 8 cities where protests have been held.
The northeastern Czech city of Ostrava turned into a war zone Saturday, with riot police using tear gas to prevent hundreds of far-right activists from entering a district mainly inhabited by Roma. There were violent clashes between stone-throwing protesters and police in what rights activists viewed as a show of hatred towards the already discriminated and largely impoverished Roma minority. At least 60 demonstrators were detained in Ostrava alone. More arrests took place during smaller anti-Roma marches held in at least 7 other cities and towns across the Czech Republic. Advocacy group Amnesty International had urged the Czech government to ensure that these protests do not lead to violence against Roma communities and that those at risk get the protection they need. Officials said the protests were fueled by what they called a list of lies distributed through the internet. It alleges that Roma can easily receive a one-off payment of 230,000 crowns, some $12,000, besides monthly payments for rent from municipalities, and that cities pay for school supplies. The list prompted the country's employment office spokesperson, Kacherina Barangova, to deny the charges on Czech radio.
No payments are made in cash or by check on the spot or in advance. And the whole document is really just a bunch of nonsense and lies.
Sociologists have linked the growing public anger towards the country's up to 300,000 Roma also to economic and political uncertainty ahead of upcoming early elections in October. Similar anti-Roma demonstrations were earlier held in neighboring Slovakia, where walls were erected in several towns between Roma and other residents, while in Hungary, far-right paramilitary groups have been marching through Roma villages. The European Union has urged these former communist countries to do more to integrate their Roma minorities. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.